Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that's one word
just feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
You can go so fast.
What you say?
Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Keep coming back. Keep coming back.
Alrighty. Good evening, Auntie Dot. Wait. I didn't open you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sister Tawana.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Your baby. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We also have Douglas Bruce and Mother May. And we have Deacon Lowe. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program. Okay, this evening we had Sister Shirley leading us in opening prayer. If you would go ahead and start us off, Sister Shirley.
Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving as we come before you, acknowledging you as our all-knowing, ever-present, almighty Lord, God, and Savior. We thank you for your presence on our call this evening. We thank you because you are the one who brought us safely to this place and time another week. And we thank you that you have prepared the lesson for us to learn this evening. In your word, Paul said that we are to let our requests be known before you. This evening, Heavenly Father, we humbly request that you lead and guide us through our lesson for this week, anoint our minds with a right understanding, and create within us the desire to apply what we learn to our lives for your glory, and grant us the willingness to share your word with others. We will be so careful to give you all the praise and the honor. We thank you. We adore you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Shirley. That was beautiful. Before we get started, I do want to make sure everyone's on the correct page. We were at page 21. We're still in week one, and we're going to start at Win Our Contrast. But before we start, I do want to do scripture reading. We should always pray and do a scripture reading before we move forward. So I want to get back to that normalcy. But I do see I have a caller join. Let me just double check. Is that you, Sister Vera?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. And, you know, before I begin, let me just do a roll call so everyone knows who's all on the call at this time. We have Sister Shirley, We have Auntie Di, we have Sister Tawana, we have Auntie Barry, Auntie Carrie, Brothers Douglas, Bruce, and we have Mother May, we have Deacon Lowe, and we have Sister Vera, and myself, Sister Angela. Good evening, everyone, and thank you all for joining.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, we are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The scripture that I'm going to come out of is actually where we left off, but I'm just going to do a summary of the verses and books and verses that we were in before. We stopped off on 1 Chronicles 28, and this is where David commissioned Solomon, and it says, a royal blueprint, David's charge to Solomon and the assembly. 1 Chronicles 28 reinforces the importance of obedience to God, wholehearted devotion, and the courage to undertake God-given responsibilities. It reminds us that God's divine plans are often bigger than an individual and require faithful succession across generations. Like Solomon, we are all called upon to build our lives and our work according to God's blueprint, always aware that he examines our heart and understands our intentions. 1 Chronicles 28 delves into King David's farewell speech when he anoints Solomon as the new king, entrusting him with the design and responsibility to build the new temple. It serves as a profound moment of leadership transition, coupled with spiritual insights about obedience to God's will and his divine guidance. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, no one's obligated to participate. If you just want to be a listener, when I come to you the first time, let me know if you're listening and or participating. Move forward with what you have to share. If you do not like to read, just say I pass and I move on to the next person as well. I would like to start off with Auntie Dot. If you can start us off with reading where I contrast Jesus.
When I contrast Jesus, Father, if, to my usual what if, I realize that worry weakens when I remember God is with me. It is true for me, and it is true for you too. You cannot worry and trust God at the same time. When you say, Father, if, you acknowledge that even if bad people make bad decisions that hurt or harm you, God is still with you. Likewise, when you say, Father, if, and then bad situation breaks your heart or kill your dream, you have already invited God's power to bring about blessings in the midst of brokenness and pain. As you enter into
amen.
The worry battle.
You can stop there. Auntie Dot, you can stop there.
Amen.
Does anybody have any feedback on that first paragraph that was read by Auntie Dot? Deacon Lowe.
Yes, in this particular passage, it reminds me of what faith should be like. You know, the if part, it sort of reminds me of a lot to dealing with your faith. You know, the substance of things hoped for, the things that are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we hope for things not of this world, but in the world to come or the next. It just resembles as a expression of faith. You got to have faith to believe God is before you really can come to him. You know, if you doubt and stuff, if you doubt, then you're losing your faith in God, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
That if word put doubts in your beliefs.
Anyone else?
Oh,
I just want to say we always should think about that God is with us no matter what we are faced with. God is with us, and that will give us wisdom, strength, and to believe and to know that God is with us. It will help us on our whatever we are faced with. It will help us to know that.
And anyone else?
Well, we all know that God has all power in his hands. He can do anything that he wants to do. So when we say, Father, if, seems like it's putting a cloud of doubt. In your, you got a cloud of doubt in your mind, because you know Father can, he can do, but when you say
yes,
Father, if, it's putting a cloud of doubt.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this particular is saying, instead of saying what if, that is asking us to say Father is, meaning that we're asking him to work in our situation. And then they gave examples of their situations where, you know, people did things or said things that really truly hurt your heart. So going to the Father and say Father is, rather than saying what is what the author is encouraging us to do more of, because God is always with us. He's right there. So just say, Father, if you can, whatever you need of him at that moment is what I got out of that.
That when you say, Father, if, I think you're putting God in a box. You're tying his hand, because he knows what he can do, and we know that he is good, can do anything. But when we say, God, if, we question God about what he can do. How would I think?
No, I don't think that what it's saying. I think that's what I was just saying. I don't think it's saying that when you say Father is, you're doubting that he can do it. What it's telling you is, instead of saying what if, go to the Father and say, Father, if you're praying to him, Father, if you can help me with this situation, Father, if you can help me to ignore what that person just did to me to hurt my feelings, Father, if you can give me the strength, that's what it's saying. So it's not saying and doubting that Father can't do it. It's telling you don't say what if. The what if is the doubt. The Father is I'm trusting you, Father, to help me through this situation. Everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All righty. Next, may I have Auntie Betty, would you mind reading the next paragraph?
As you enter into a word of balance, cast a broader vision than just wanting to stop worrying so much. Yes, you can be victorious over worry, but that's not the main victory. The great victory is triumphing over worry, is that you can more clearly and closer see God being active in your life and circumstance. Worry may absurd our fear. And our route to the promised land God has for us. But God is with us, will show us how to win the battle.
Amen.
Feedback on
you, Jenny. Let us know that we can be triumph over our trouble and our worry. If we let God handle it, we can't handle it ourselves. We got to have God help.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be truthful and mean what we say. Be real with God, you know. You just can't be playing with him and think you're going to get answers and it's going to stand. He wants us to be real and trust him because he is able to do all things.
Amen.
Anyone else have any comments?
Yes. This particular paragraph seems to be telling me, like, for those that accept Jesus Christ into their life to govern and to master their lives, to be the author and the finisher of their faith and belief, you know, in God, you have the victory. Because Jesus won the victory for us, for all those that received him. So, you know, this showing us that if God with us always, then we have nothing to worry about. Because we're in the care of God. So I see it like unto that toward the New Testament now. And so it was telling us God is always with us, and what Jesus says in the Word, hello, I'm with you always, even to the end of this age.
Yes, amen.
Anyone else? All right. We're going to go on down to the Apply It Tool Tuesday. Mr. Tawana, would you mind reading that for us, please?
When we talk about our worries, we guarantee to focus on our worries. So let's shift our focus away from our worries and end today by admitting ourselves in a healthy dose of God wisdom. Throughout our study, I will be introducing several tools and techniques inspired by the book of Joshua that I use personally with great results. Today I like to share a technique that will enable you to fight worry with wisdom. Wisdom is always more effective than your worry. So let's apply his wisdom to your worry battle today.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and get into some of these questions here. Number one, Auntie Carrie, would you mind starting us off? Auntie Carrie, are you on mute?
Yeah. Start at wisdom over worry.
Yes, ma'am. Number one.
Okay. The first blank, write one area of your life that you are worried about today. And in the second blank, write the outcome of what you fear, such as harm, less pain, regret. Let me see what that is. Let me see.
Shame,
embarrassment, and abandonment, and disconnection over death. Today's worry is about love, family, and spiritual. That's what I wrote down. I might be wrong.
There's no wrong answer, Auntie.
Because I fear sickness and death. That's what I got from that.
All right, thank you. So what I'm going to do and see if I'm going to go down the line and if anyone would like to share their answers, and we're just going to compare how many of us kind of have some similar answers to them. But let me finish writing Auntie Terry's thing. Okay. Sister Shirley, do you have, would you like to share your answers on that question? Are you talking to me, Sister Shirley? Hello, Sister Shirley?
I'm sorry, my phone was on mute, then I dropped it.
Is that right?
Today I'm worried about family relationships because I fear it would interfere with our spiritual life.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing. Auntie Dodd?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Tawana?
Okay. Today I am worried about my health because I fear I would die early in life.
Amen. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Auntie Carrie? I got you. Auntie Betty?
Well, I put down when I read it, it would just record out. Loretta had passed. I had heard by Loretta. So I put that. I worry about my sister May because there was no connection, no communication. So I was worried about that. Just, you know, family matters, you know. It's hard, something, you know, that close to your heart. And you don't know nothing. Nobody will say anything to you, you know. So that's what was on my mind when I read this book at the time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And your fear associated with it was?
I was fear because just like I said, you know, you can act like you're doing good, but sometimes it ain't hit you that you really gone or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what that was happening to her. That was on my mind. But she seemed to be doing really good, like nothing happened. But when I wrote this in the book, this is one, just like I said, when she first found out about Loretta.
Right, right. And thank you for sharing that, Auntie Betty. I'm going to go behind you because I did this a while back, but she what you just said, it applies again today for the same scenario. I had wrote lack of effective communication as my worry. And you know, we all knew Loretta was very, very sick. So it was to know that she passed that hurt, but it also hurt to not know that wasn't told that she had passed. And we were like, we were the last to know. So that was very hurt. That was much as hurting as the fact that she passed. Yes. So the fear that I had, like I said, me and Mother and I did this three, four months ago, but it's still present today because I think people don't understand how to communicate. And they do a lot of assumptions that you should know, but yet you didn't tell us. So my biggest fear, again, is rejection. Because not telling me is rejecting me. Rejecting me is rejecting my love. And that hurt more than what you're probably most concerned about. So that's what I had. So it's the same as Auntie Betty, so I'm gonna strike tote that as two people. And then we'll move on. Brother Douglas Booth, anything you want to share on the question number one?
Okay.
Mother May.
Well, during the time I went through this, I couldn't walk. I was worried about my leg because I was unable to walk at the time I went through this question. That's what I wrote down.
Okay.
I was unable to walk, and I was, you know, when you ain't never been where you can't walk,
when you can't walk, that's a word, Rachel, and when it, you know, even I know what was going on, my knee went out on me, and at the same time, that was my health, too, you know, and that was the word, Rachel, when I'm going to be able to walk. So that's when I went through this, I had wrote this down earlier.
Okay. So what I'm writing down for your fear, will I be able to walk again?
That's it.
Is that similar?
What?
Was that similar?
Yeah, I just put out here that I'm able to walk and
okay.
Health and leg. What about my health and
leg? Amen. All right. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. Next, I go with Deacon Lowe.
I'll pass.
Okay. Sister Barra.
Today I'm worried about my mental and physical health because I fear I will lose control over all things and death as well.
Did I miss anyone? I think I got everybody. Okay. And you know that this is real, and I really do applaud everyone for sharing their heartfelt worries, their heartfelt fear. And until we unveil that or reveal this within ourselves, can we collect this and be better at not worrying about it? So let's just continue on and see what these lessons, the tools that we gained that can help us in these areas. I may have lost my time. I need to say Auntie Terry did that one. Deacon Lowe, will you do question number two for me, please?
Though you can use any scripture verse in this step, today let's see this week's memory verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, as we practice the technique together. This step rehearses the words of the verses to bring your word under the thought of God's wisdom, align God's wisdom to swallow up your word.
So I know you didn't share anything, but basically what it's saying in the next section is to take your word that you listed above and put it into this sentence that you shared with us. Do you want to pass on that, or you want to go ahead and share?
God help me to be strong and courageous as I deal. Yes. As I deal with worldly matters, it's kind of a piggyback off of my faith questions. The worldly things get you caught up in them without you realizing that you are caught up in worldly things. You are, we have the tendency, by the way, we were educated in the environment we live in, and for those who have been here for a while and can perceive the cycle that we've been going through for a long time and still are because of lack of knowledge and wisdom. And so when the flesh get weak, we as a people need to go to God to get the solution to what's going on with our life. We don't know. We are strangers here. He knows. So if he knows, that's what we need to be questioning, asking, and following, and believing, wholeheartedly, I feel. Amen?
Amen. You want to go ahead and finish up that last one? I will not.
Well, I will not be frightened of feelings and experiencing. Well, we all in somewhat of a learning process, but our learning should be more of the Creator, our God. Our experience in life is all good, like I said, it's a process. We're growing. And the Lord is preparing us for a place in his Son, which is Christ. By placing him in us, that makes us a new creature also. But then we have a certain place in the body of Christ. And we as a people should be able to realize what position in life we've been playing our best. And that has God approved. And start applying more of those type of techniques and skills into your life. Oh, to end up on that, you know, I had a couple of stuff. The Lord is my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? Lord is the strength of my life. Yes, you know, it's like when we are weak, then in him we become strong. If we apply godly wisdom into the matter, God's word, in other words, into the matter, along with our common knowledge, our common sense, as they say. We have to look at things from the highest height of our level of understanding, even down to the lowest that we could fall or go. We have to be aware of that while we're in this world. Amen.
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 Because I know that you are with me all the way, based on Joshua 1:9, chapter 1, verse 9.
Stop.
Well,
thank you for sharing in that area, Deacon Lowe. And it's so funny because in this subject really ended up being our Sunday school lesson today. And ironically, I hadn't done my Sunday school lesson. I pulled a book out when we got to church this morning for the first time. I said, oh, my goodness, I didn't even take the time to read Sunday school. And then I'll be fairness, it's the exact same thing that I wrote to talk about in my message. So and my message was on David, Joshua, and Paul. And what I learned was here is, you know, all the, and I think I'm more speaking from David's perspective, all the things he went through, all the trials and tribulations that he went to, he never faltered in giving God praise and giving God honor. He gave it, and no matter what situation he was in, he gave it to God. And everything that he did, he tried to do it so that God could get the glory. So if we start thinking about, you know, this person did something to hurt me and I'm worried about what other people are thinking about me, you know, we have to ask ourselves, me worrying about this, me trying to fix this, is God get, or what kind of glory am I giving to God? We got to take it to God. We got to take it to God so that he can guide and direct us. And then we would know the right things to do, know the right things to say. Because I tell you right now, I am in prayer and coming to Atlanta because I'm trying to hold my emotions in. Because this is my sister that I have been, that I've been missing for 2 years because of her illness. And not to be rejected in this form is just, is hurting more than her death hurts me right now. Because, you know, I know that her death is a good thing. She's with the Lord. She's out of pain. I know that's a good thing. But to act like nobody needs to know, that is a hurting thing. So, you know, I'm in prayer, and I'm going to stay in prayer, and I'm praying that my emotions don't get the best of me because I don't want God to, God's teaching me to act better than what I want to say. But you know,
amen.
We got that sinful, we got that sinful flesh that we have to fight. And this is what, you know, what it's telling me now, this is how we have to fight all of our worries. We have to tame our emotions because it's human to have emotions, and it's okay to have emotions, and it's okay to express your emotions. But God is watching us on how we handle it. And
Amen.
I know you can handle it. Why aren't you coming to me? He's waiting for us to come to him. So, you know, just take that means you guys share some very deep feelings that you're dealing with right now, but just kind of really go back and reflect on that and pray on that and reach out to God, reach out to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and just, you know, take one day at a time. It's not gonna change overnight, but if you keep praying and you're in His Word, He will reveal to you your next step. But you got to be in the Word so that you can hear that small, what is it, voice?
Still voice.
The small, still voice. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Did I get an opportunity for everybody to say something? Okay, Mother.
We are going through this book, but Be Strong and Courageous, that helped me to deal with reading them situation where the children did, and the way they were carrying on, it helped me to be strong in what they were doing. And I looked at it by being they young, not knowing it better, but at the same time, they could have did much better than what they did. But I just gave it to the Lord, and this is where I was be like, God told Joshua to be strong and courageous. So I've been working on that, being strong and courageous,
mm-hmm.
and let all those little bitty things that upset me move out the way.
Yes, move it on over.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I think this book is going on that worry. You know, we can talk about it until you get in the study of it and continue for a while. You know, then you can handle matter better. But just talking about it and leaving it alone, that ain't going to help. You do need some study, some work. You know, everything has to be worked over. You know, you just can't just jump in there and get that.
Yeah.
You got to learn. You got to take time and learn what God wants us to do. That's why God wrote the Bible, for us to learn. We ain't got to go nowhere else. Just get that Bible and read it. He'll tell you what He wants you to do. But if you don't read the Bible, you don't know what to do.
Amen.
And that's everybody about and learning about worry. You may talk about it, but then they think you know you back in the same fix. You're worrying again.
Amen.
Right. Yeah, and Auntie Betty, when you say you're talking about it, all we're doing is getting it off our chest. But we're doing it.
That's
a lot of
time. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
A lot of time, though, you talk about it, you get it out your system. You know, that's a good thing. It's something you can talk about. And then you can look at it another way once you get it out the system. You can't heal when you're holding it in. But if you let it out, you can heal. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So I found that out years ago with my struggle that I went through beforehand. But at the same token, that doesn't say it don't knock you down, but you have to regroup and turn it over to God and keep going.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's not always easy.
I know it ain't easy.
We have to pray and ask God to give us the strength. Give us the strength to let go,
and
we're praying and we're asking. But it doesn't happen always overnight.
No.
But we continue to pray, God, give me strength.
Mm-hmm.
Let go.
It's a process. Everything we do.
It's a process.
Yes, ma'am.
It's
a process.
It's true. Everything we do. Everything we do is a learning process. We won't accomplish nothing if we don't learn what we are going through or what we are studying about. If we don't learn it, we will not hold it, and it won't help us. We have to learn it so it can continue to rotate in our mind and keep us on the right path.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. I just want to make sure I touch base with everyone. Sister Beryl, any feedback on that?
Not at this time.
No problem. Douglas? Brother Douglas? Okay. Sister Tawana?
Pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
Oh, I passed.
Okay. Did I get everybody? I think everyone else commented. I just want to add one more thing to mine is we have to take the time, even though I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, the way I've been getting over it over 2 years is learning to forgive for they not know what they're doing is what I'm really basing it on. And praying for them. And that's why I get over, but when something else happens, I have to go through the whole process again. I'm in the forgiving process. I'm hoping by the time we ride in 27 hours, I have forgiven and I'm ready to move on.
But we are praying. We have to you can forgive, but you won't forget.
No, I'm not
but we have to remember. We have to remember that we can select our friends, but God give us our family.
Yeah.
And whether they are wrong or whether they're right, they're still our family.
Right.
We still have to love them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we just that's why we have to pray for them. Right. We want to pray for them because we want them to end up in the same place where we are in eternal life as well. So, you know, we all make mistakes.
Amen.
But, you know, that's what I have to refocus myself on to just pray for the situation. And, you know, sometimes people just have spirits that come on over them. It's not them. So that's another reason why you have to pray about their salvation.
Right. Right. Really don't know what's going on with them, you know.
Amen.
Amen. All righty. So we're going to move on. Anybody else have some more feedback?
I was just saying we don't know where they are in their walk with the Lord.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Amen.
So we got to pray for them.
So we're going to go ahead and do this last little, you know what, I think I'm going to stop here. I was going to try to wrap us up and we can start in day three, but I'm just going to stop because I want to do our sick and shut-in prayer. So if you can please mark on your number three, we're going to pick that up the next time we meet. We're going to be in Atlanta next Sunday. Oh, do we want to meet is what I was about to say.
Yeah, I would say it's two Sundays.
Let me do one thing at a time. Do you guys want to still meet next Sunday on the 24th?
It's up to you all, Angela.
You all will be out of place.
We'll still be in place, so you let us know.
Right, right. Well, you know what? Let's try for the 24th, but definitely take off the 31st.
Okay.
Okay.
And then on the 24th, we can kind of wrap up day two and just, you know, and do it from that perspective.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So tentatively, we'll schedule the 24th. If something changed, we would definitely be in touch with you guys. But before we move into our next section, I did want to Mom was telling me that a lot of you guys did not get the text that went around the world as far as the details on Loretta's memorial services. Has anyone gotten any feedback yet, or do you need anything from us?
We need that.
I ain't got anything.
We need address.
I haven't received anything.
Okay. I will make sure you guys get the text that I received from Loretta's friend in Cincinnati, Ohio, not from my nieces, but I will send you all that text that talks about where the services are going to be and what time. That way everybody's in the loop. We sent out one text, but I just assume you guys got it on the text that went out to some people and not everybody.
No.
So I will make sure you guys get that, and I'll try to do it tonight, if not by tomorrow. Alrighty. We've got about 15 minutes, and I wanted to do our usual prayer for our sick and our shut-ins. And what I'm going to do is I am going to add, I got Loretta and family, but I am going to add a special prayer for Sherita and Toya. Because add them on the list separately. Anybody else have anyone they need to add or remove from the list? Anybody want to be removed from the list? All right. I'm going to come from, I'm going to go ahead with the prayer for the sick and shut in, but I'm going to start off in Psalms 41:3. It says, the Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed as their bed of illness. This Bible verse encapsulates just what faith in God can provide in the toughest of times, comfort, care, and healing. In times of sickness and suffering, God's presence and intervention can provide the extra strength and restoration that someone may need. When words don't seem like enough to comfort someone in sickness, we should lean into prayer for the sick instead. As painful it is to see someone we love struggling, illness is an unfortunate and inevitable part of the human experience. That doesn't make it any less tough. Whether it's a minor injury or a severe health condition, the physical and emotional toll that it can take is overwhelming. Prayers for the sick have long been a source of comfort, hope, and healing for folks that are dealing with challenging times. Prayer may not guarantee an immediate or certain outcome, but it serves as a means of connecting with God and seeking both solace and restoration. When the load is too heavy to lift yourself, lean into the power of prayers for the sick. And what I'm just going to say, oh, Father God, just continue to be with us during this time of healing, Father God. And for those that have moved on to your glory, Father God, we just thank you for allowing them the opportunity. And Father God, we just look forward to knowing that you are all-powerful, you have all the strength, and we just ask for your mercy and your grace in healing. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Alrighty, next we have our birthdays, and this is for the week of 317 through 323. I have, oh, Lord, what did I do? I have John Dennis II on the 21st of March. That's correct, Auntie Betty?
Yes.
All righty. And then on March the 23rd, I have a Michelle Greenlee and Isaiah. Are there any other birthdays from the week of 317 to 324? I'm sorry? Are there any other birthdays? Ah, ha, ha, Deacon Lowe, don't go nowhere. Huh? You the man.
I know that question came to me just a minute ago.
It's been a while. If you would do us the honor to sing a happy birthday, please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All righty. well, let's just assign parts for next Sunday. Opening prayer, anybody volunteer for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. Anyone for the sick and shut-in prayer? I didn't call out the names, did I?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, okay. And I'll do the names for you, Auntie Carrie, okay?
Okay.
Take mine to print this out. And then we have our closing prayer. Anyone volunteer for the closing prayer? Another name?
Bell.
Sister Bear?
Yes.
It sounds like somebody volunteered you, but I don't know.
I don't know.
How y'all volunteer? All right. Okay. So that actually concludes our call today. Who would I have for the closing prayer today, though?
Sister Tawana.
I kind of went ahead of myself there. But before Tawana closes us out, is there anything else anyone would like to say or share before we move forward?
I just wish y'all a safe trip on the way. Y'all leaving next week, right?
We're leaving this Thursday.
Day to Thursday. Wish y'all a safe trip here.
Yes, safe travels.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Anyone else have anything else they would like to share or say?
We'll let y'all know when we get there.
Hey, we'll talk to y'all on the way. Yeah.
All right. All right. So, if no one has anything else to share, we just go ahead and let Sister Tawana close it out.
Bow your head. Oh, God, we thank you for our precious time studying your word. We are excited to apply what we have learned as we close this section. Bless us with the courage to walk in our ways and to share our truth with others. May your Holy Spirit continue to guide us and lead us into all truth. Thank you for your love and faithfulness and for the privilege of being your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Thank you, beautiful prayer. And as we all know, God will never go back on his promises, so let's just continue to stay in prayer. Let's worship and praise him day and night and just continue to look to the Lord for our salvation. Believe in his grace.
Amen.
He will deliver us. We love you. Have a wonderful week, and unfortunate circumstances, but we also look forward to seeing each and every one of you that are able to attend my sister's memorial service, celebration of life. So. Amen.
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 Have a wonderful day. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.